Good afternoon and welcome to the Filipino Freethinkers podcast that's also a video. I'm Red.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Kenneth.
And I'm Liz.
So we're going to do a quick podcast to...
Oh, yeah. Okay, what's your name? Boy. What's your name?
Andre.
Okay, so
I'm
as I was... He's the fastest boy. Okay, and we're going to make this...
Okay, we'll talk again later.
That's adorable. Oh, no, it's okay. Let's go on. So, we're going to do a quick recap of what happened at today's hearing. But before that, we're going to do a background on the whole issue of the Alabang Ordinance against contraceptives. And after that, we're going to tell you about what our next actions are going to be. So, for the background, here's Kevin.
Hello. I'm going to give you a brief recap of what happened and why this ordinance came into being, just so we understand how we got here in the first place. Late last year in December, the Ayala Alabang Barangay Council, which also happened to be elected just last year, decided that their first ordinance was going to be something regulating the sale of contraceptives. Now, what they did, though, was to formulate the ordinance very near the end of the month when everybody was about to leave for Christmas holiday. So any announcements about the discussions on the ordinance were released, for example, on the 23rd of December, when everybody obviously would be too busy to notice. So since nobody commented and then the holidays arrived, by January 3, the Barangay Council said that they had passed the ordinance. But the problem was, when the Muntinlupa City government received that ordinance, they realized that, first, that a public hearing had not really been conducted, and second, there were also technical defects in the ordinance that had to be resolved first. So it was during this process of deliberation that other residents of Ayala Alabang, particularly those who were not sympathetic to the ordinance, realized that something was going on. So we had a series of meetings starting around the middle of February to begin organizing opposition to the ordinance. One of the people who helped spearhead this was former Secretary of Health Cabral, who brought together other volunteers, myself, other residents of the village together to begin discussing what to do. So the first plan of action we had was to determine what we were going to talk about. And we all agreed that while some of us strongly supported the RH bill, we were not going to bring that up. We were going to focus exclusively on the ordinance first. So our strategy would be to bring in experts, first legal experts, then experts from the Department of Health and the Food and Drug Administration, and as well as bringing in people, for example, from the city government to comment on the legality of the ordinance. That's basically what we did. We got resource persons and we formulated a strategy of like who would talk. And today at the hearing, those resource persons were the same people who spoke up against the ordinance.
So yes, and let's do a recap. Like what happened at the hearing from a while ago? Can you tell us about that?
Well, one thing I noticed about the hearing was that there were two panels that were created, one, of course, supporting the ordinance and another panel opposing the ordinance. What was interesting was in the middle, we had the Barangay Council, the people responsible for the ordinance, but they were supposed to be sitting as a neutral body, so they didn't speak. They were just there to administer the hearing. So the format was we had an alternation of speakers, first from the pro-ordinance side, then the anti-ordinance side, along with rebuttals, at the end of which there was a summary of the case of each side, and then we had an open forum where we had members of the audience ask questions. During most of the proceedings, what we noticed was that the pro-ordinance people were harping, particularly on the ineffectiveness of contraceptives, which they said would lead to increased abortions, and second, that contraceptives in themselves were dangerous to health. Finally, one of their representatives, Senator Aquilino Pimentel, spoke about how our constitution and our laws permitted such an ordinance to be created. Would you like to recap the anti-ordinance side?
Well, for the anti-ordinance side, I think it's important to note that those kinds of tactics which the Barangay Council used, making sure that you only have these discussions at the end of the year when nobody can talk about it, to try to push it in under, to try to make sure there's no public debate. These are exactly the kinds of dishonest and anti intellectual discourse tactics that are used by the, frankly, by the anti-RH side. Now, with regards to the side which wishes to reject the ordinance, there were a lot of resource speakers, and then as usual, we gave all of the data, all of the scientific evidence. Our studies, unlike the studies of the other side, were not 30 years old, which you know, you always see the 1970, whichever. Our people were well briefed, but the thing that was notable for me, in particular in contrast to the congressional or the Senate hearings, was that the side that is for informed choice in this case was for once both passionate, clear, and outspoken. Because what usually happens in the Senate or congressional debates is, frankly, the staff, especially in Congress, is pro-life. And they are very, very careful to make sure that none of the audience members from the pro-RH side can speak up or react. And if you do even the smallest thing, they will kick you out. They will try to bar you from even entering what should be a public hearing. And these are the same tactics which we saw today. As I was outside, all of the ladies that we brought that were coming in, who happened to be non-residents, but they wanted to witness the public hearing for the barangay ordinance, who happened to be pro-RH and therefore anti-ordinance, it's hard to keep that in track, they were barred from entry. A lot of the pro-life people outside were saying, oh, you're not residents, you're not allowed to come here. But thankfully, the people in Alabang that you guys helped organize, and it's so heartening, I saw a couple of ladies just come out in yellow and saying, no, these are our guests, you let them in. The staff were saying the usual excuses, like, oh, it's too crowded, maybe the usual facetious excuses, apparently. But then there were ladies in yellow, residents, come in and say, no, you let these people in. And then during the actual discussion, when the other side trots out their falsehoods and they trot out their blatant misinformation or their incoherent, when they trot out their incoherent arguments, or they try their stalling tactics, then immediately the people in yellow, the people who wanted to reject the ordinance, spoke up. And they said, no, you stop that, you are being dishonest, you let them speak. In Congress, it would be like they'd probably get kicked out immediately, they would be considered like not a good point of order. But it was just very heartening for the first time for us, like Red or Liz, to see that their old tactics didn't work today in the Alabang barangay hearing. Today was, and you'll see in the video, for once, all of their facts were brought to light as honestly and as clearly as they could, and they were shown to have exactly as much merit as the anti-RH arguments have, which is to say hardly any to none.
Any reactions, Liz?
Well, fundamentally, I don't like the fact that there are pro-ordinance residents. We're seeing that, you know, people who don't live in Ayala, Alabang shouldn't make this their business. But I disagree because no issue is completely localized, especially when you're talking about law, because the way laws are implemented or the way they are interpreted, they are based on
precedent.
So that means if this ordinance is declared valid, then this will become a basis for legal interpretation for other barangays or for other local government units, for that matter, to say that, hey, we're going to pass this ordinance too, because look, based on the previous decision of so-and-so judge, they ruled that this Ayala Alabang ordinance is valid. And I don't want that happening in any barangay, not just mine. Because we have to realize that contraception is a woman's right, and it's also the family's right to determine the future of the individuals in that unit.
Yes, and let's drill down to their arguments. Again, they brought out their favorite thing, that they declare themselves pro-life, and that this ordinance is the protection of the unborn child. And yes, I think it's a great idea. It's good that you made sure not to associate it with the RH bill, but The fact of the matter is the anti-RH bill people were the pro-ordinance people in this case. And these are the same people who come out and say that this is to prevent abortions, when all of the data shows that increased use of contraceptives reduce abortions across the board. They went out again and said that, you know, this thing along in contraceptives, it's abortion. That's what they're always saying, despite the fact that nobody wants more abortions. Nobody from our side, no sane person wants more abortions. But this is their constant thing that they throw at us, so that you cannot have a rational debate. You always go to some kind of irrational and unfounded argument that will appeal to some kind of emotion, and then just throw out any other facts.
Well, several times the speakers from the pro-ordinance panel,
yes,
if they weren't going over the time limit assigned to them,
yes,
they would not answer the questions or address the issues that were supposed to be discussed during
yes.
that portion. And like you said, we could see the people from the anti-ordinance side calling them out for it.
Right, for the first time ever, all of these whoppers that we
yeah.
really wish we could call people out on in Congress, but we can't because we get kicked out. Everybody was like saying from the audience, no, that's not true. That's you can't do that. And it, for the first time, it felt like everybody in that place had a say, had a voice, and it frankly felt a lot more like a democratic, like a practicing democratic institution than any congressional hearing I've been to.
Yeah. And like Liz has said, this issue is not just something that the residents of Ayala Alabang should be concerned about. Because something similar is already happening in Manila.
Mm.
Executive Order 003.
Yes.
But it's happened before with Lito Atienza.
Right,
that's
and
what
they,
I'm talking about.
And the damage from that is, people are still picking up the pieces from that. There's
yes.
an NGO from RCBC funded by Helen D that still tries to retrain all the health workers that were just lost because of that.
So we want to prevent this from happening in Ayala Alabang. We want it to not happen in any other place in the Philippines. And this is, of course, a separate issue from the RH bill, but it's pretty obvious from the arguments by the other side that they're making it about the RH bill.
Right. They don't want condoms and contraceptives.
Yeah.
Therefore, they don't want informed choice. But of course, for them, that means that somehow, I still can't see how a rational person will like, twist it around to say, like, yes, a condom, and therefore abortion.
Yeah.
But that's for them.
Yeah, so you it begs the question, are they afraid that they'll lose in Congress, so that's why they're not patient about the process?
However, what I wish is, because there are tactics that did not work today,
yeah,
work in Congress. We have been seeing
unfortunate
debates, yes.
Yeah.
Right now, people are asking, how's the bill? It stalled. It stalled very, very effectively by some of the same people who were at the Alabang Barangay hearing today. Because what they will do is they will always make sure that there is no discussion. They will obstruct and obstruct and obstruct. They will make sure that our taxpayer money is wasted while politicians give lectures on the history of communism or talks about their Davao trip, just to make sure that the RH bill is not discussed or debated. It didn't work here in Manila, because you guys were able to organize strongly enough so that it didn't happen, and you call them out on it. But in Congress,
they had the leisure to show videos from YouTube, for example.
Right. The we can link to
RSA anime.
Yeah. I suppose the reason why in Congress tactics like that work is because these meetings are more structured and they're very strict about conforming to these, you know, authoritative hierarchies. Whereas in this, you know, what I like about this public hearing is that both pro and anti-ordinance groups are well represented, and all these people could claim equal power, equal power in saying what they want.
Well, much closer to
So in other words, the little to no, authority or hierarchy that you saw in the meetings, which is why people could express themselves without without the other person throwing, I don't know, some kind of tactic to shut them up.
So what's gonna happen next? Can you tell us about the plans of your group, the
which we congratulate you, by the way. That was a very good job mobilizing the people, the residents of Ayala.
Yes.
Down to the little cookies that you gave out to people who came in to support you. So what's happening next?
Well, this whole movement against the ordinance has been a very communal effort. There's been no formal leadership, although Secretary Cabral, of course, led the resources and contact persons. But I guess what we're going to wait for now is what the City Council is going to rule about this ordinance. Because the Committee of Health and Sanitation of the City Council has already recommended that the ordinance as a whole be dismissed. But it really depends on the City Hall to make the final imprimatur, or the final announcement to say whether the ordinance is dead or not. And that's what we're going to be watching out for. Now, what we're afraid of is if the City Council is pressured by the Barangay Council to allow for some compromise that allows that ordinance to be passed, maybe in modified form. Because we know that in its original form, it will never get passed. Yes. The City Council has said so, the national government has said so, but they may try to alter the ordinance.
They already have. Like, they took out that the large penalty.
Which they didn't tell us about until today.
Which, of course, they only throw out, you know. Yeah.
So, beyond that, we do have more resource persons involved. So, if there are further hearings, we're going to be organizing for that as well. We're going to be depositing our position papers with the Barangay and with the City Council. So, they have written accounts of basically our principles, why we oppose the ordinance.
Mm-hmm. And apart from that, Kevin and I spoke about having a meetup here in Ayala Alabang.
Yes.
And at that meetup, at that first Ayala Alabang meetup, we're going to talk about having an RH forum somewhere here in Ayala Alabang. We're going to check the boundaries. We're going to see what they actually do when we give out correct information about the RH, about RH and the RH bill. When we actually give out condoms to those who are consenting and educated about the issues.
Yes.
Well, there's, on one hand, I remember all of you guys were saying, like, it's great because you come together as a community. And I think that this is a wonderful example of how other communities, if they're just organized and strong and loud, then you can come out and you can create this kind of clamor and noise in to stand up for what you believe in and for rationality and democracy. But I recall, like I said, maybe in closing, you were saying that it's also kind of sad because this ordinance has pitted like neighbor against neighbor or even family member against family.
Very much so. Just if you look outside, you'll see houses side by side with one banner saying that they're against the ordinance, other banner saying that they're pro-life. And I know of many people whose families are internally divided about the issue.
As you were saying, how the issue is starting to divide families and neighbors here?
It's terrible because I know a lot of families here where the parents are usually conservative and support the ordinance, while the younger generation is against the ordinance, and because of this, because of their differences, they can't even talk to one another. Sometimes they're even afraid, the younger ones are afraid they might get thrown out of the house even, which is terrible. It's a terrible issue to be split over, considering that everybody just cares for the welfare of our fellow human beings. That's why we want to support this issue.
So, I guess that wraps up our recap of this podcast on the public hearing of the Ayala Alabang Ordinance. If you want to watch portions of what happened a while ago, we didn't get to record the whole thing because of technical difficulties, you can log on to ustream.tv/channel/freethinker. And there's going to be a better recording, care of Jay
Ignacio, who also happens to be making a film about these entire proceedings.
And we'll let you know once that's up. So thank you for tuning in to our podcast. And
it's also a video.
That's also a video. And see you next time. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.